Episode 4. Every October for the past 20 years, I have dedicated all of my Sunday sermons during Respect for Life Month to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. If you've missed an episode, don't worry. Here's a brief review. 3 weeks ago in episode 1, we acknowledged our human condition that keeping God's law in particular situations can be difficult, extremely difficult, but it is never impossible. God does not ask the impossible from us. On the contrary, all things are possible with God. It is possible to follow the commandments and to become men and women of heroic virtue, because as St. John Paul II reminded us, Jesus Christ gives us the grace and the strength always to keep God's holy law, even in the gravest of hardships. And so we thank you, dear Jesus, for sustaining us with your grace. 2 weeks ago, in episode 2, as we continue to condemn the various acts of violence, terror, and killings throughout the world, we were reminded never, ever to forget about the beautiful child within the womb of his mother. Since we began this pro-life mini-series on Respect for Life Sunday on October the 1st, 77,700 Americans have been murdered in the wombs of their mothers. Now that's a massacre. 77,000. As Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said during her address at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on the 3rd of February, 1994, any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. This is why the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion. Even Dr. Seuss knows the truth. A person is a person, no matter how small. Last week in episode 3, as we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the final apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima in Portugal on October the 13th, 1917, we reflected on the words of Sister Lucia, one of the three children who saw and spoke to Our Lady at Fatima 100 years ago. When Cardinal Caffara wrote to Sister Lucia asking for prayers for the new John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family, Sister Lucia wrote back to the Cardinal, "The final battle between the Lord and Satan will be about marriage and the family." In that same year that our Blessed Mother was appearing at Fatima, a person by the name of Margaret Sanger opened the first family planning and birth control clinic in New York. 100 years ago, Margaret Sanger was arrested for handing out birth control material. And exactly 100 years later, the evidence is overwhelming. Contraception has destroyed the dignity of marriage and family. Was this the 100 years that the devil used to destroy marriage and the family, as predicted by Pope Leo XIII? Perhaps. But we do know that as Margaret Sanger was destroying the dignity of marriage and family, our Blessed Mother was appearing at Fatima in order to remind us of some powerful weapons to fight the enemy. Pray the rosary and do penance for the conversion of sinners. And Pope Leo XIII gave us a powerful prayer to fight the devil, the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. Do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. So now, we're ready for episode 4. On March the 9th of this past year, 2017, we had our first ever Catholics at the Capitol. It was a remarkable day. Over 1,000 Catholics from all over the state of Minnesota descended upon the Capitol to have a blitz on our elected senators and representatives. If you prefer a basketball analogy, we had a full court press upon our elected senators and representatives. We wanted to talk to them about the issues that concern us as faithful Catholic citizens. If you were there, it was an incredible day. All six Catholic bishops of the state of Minnesota were present there, and every district in Minnesota was represented. That means that every senator and representative was visited by at least one Catholic expressing our beliefs as faithful Catholic citizens. I hope the next time we do it, I don't know when the next time, I hope the next time we have 3,000 people, and I'm going to invite you all to come with me. It was a powerful day. Now, one of the many issues that we talked to our legislators about that March the 9th was about euthanasia. And somebody said, why are we concerned about the euthanasia? Why aren't we concerned about the youth here in Minnesota? Euthanasia. E-U-T-H-A-N-A-S-I-A. Euthanasia. It actually comes from two Greek words, eu, meaning good, and thanatos, meaning death. So the word euthanasia literally means a good death. Advocates of euthanasia think a good death is a death that you can control, a death where you decide when and where and how you die. But I try not to use the term euthanasia. Let's just call it for what it really is, physician-assisted suicide. And right here in the state of Minnesota, legislation is being introduced that would make physician-assisted suicide legal in our own backyard, like a few other states in this nation. On May the 4th of this year, 2017, I attended an outstanding presentation by the Catholic Medical Association right here in Rochester on assisted suicide. It was absolutely excellent. The Catholic Medical Association here in Rochester is committed to fighting against the evils of physician-assisted suicide. I learned so many terrible things that are happening in countries all over the world. I wish I could share with them all with you. One person I learned chose assisted suicide because they had frequent headaches. Unbelievable. I also learned that many health insurance companies will no longer cover your medical treatment, but are very willing to cover you if you select physician-assisted suicide. These are terrible things. The bishops are warning us. This evil is coming to a state legislature near you. And so we pray. We do penance. And we encourage our elected senators and representatives to enact laws that are in conformity with God's divine law. Did you know that you can receive updates and action alerts from the Minnesota Catholic Conference? Did you know there was a Minnesota Catholic Conference? Did you know you can receive email updates and action alerts from the Catholic Advocacy Network? It's free. You just sign up and they send you what's happening at the state or at the national level. And all you have to do is click on a link and send a message to our elected senators and representatives. It's easy to do. It takes me about 30 seconds to a minute. If I have a little bit more time, they give all the phone numbers of our elected senators and representatives, and I can call them with a very simple message, encouraging them to let them know what evils we oppose as faithful Catholic citizens. Just 2 weeks ago, we got a message talking about this issue of assisted suicide. And the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops are committed that assisted suicide is a deadly, discriminatory, and non-compassionate practice, which is what John Paul II taught in his famous encyclical letter, Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life, when he says, I confirm that assisted suicide is a grave violation of the law of God, since it is the deliberate and morally unacceptable killing of a human person. This doctrine is based upon natural law, the written word of God and transmitted by church tradition and taught by the magisterium. Beautiful. Have you ever heard of the Hippocratic Oath? The Hippocratic Oath that doctors used to take? It's beautiful. The American Medical Association, they don't take the Hippocratic Oath anymore. But the Hippocratic Oath was beautiful. Here's one inspirational paragraph. The doctor swore, and I quote, "I will neither give a deadly drug to anybody if asked for it, nor will I make a suggestion to that effect. Similarly, I will not give to a woman an abortive remedy. In purity and holiness, I will guard my life and my art." That's what they used to swear. Even the pagans got it right. They swear by Apollo the physician never to give a deadly drug to anybody if asked for it, not even to suggest it. It would be unthinkable to the pagans 2,000 years ago what today we are pretending is compassion and the right to choose. Jesus said in today's gospel, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." Some people think that when human life begins and when human life ends, belongs to Caesar. In other words, some people think that the government, the state, can decide when life ends and when life begins. But when human life begins and when human life ends doesn't belong to Caesar, does it? That only belongs to Almighty God. "Thus says the Lord, I myself cause death and sustain life." Deuteronomy 32:39. 1 Samuel 2:6. "The Lord gives both death and life." And so, if God is the author of life and death, let's give to God what belongs to him.